Hello, everyone. My talk today is heat pulse measurements of soil water evaporation in crop field. As we know that since the mathematical analysis of heat conductor in solid introduced, the heat pulse sensors has been used in soil to measure the soil properties. Earlier, the single-needle heat pulse sensor has been used to measure soil thermal conductivity. Later, many multi-needle sensors was applied to measure soil thermal properties, water content, liquid water flux, and recently, it has been applied to measure evaporation. My work is about evaporation. Here is the 11 needle heat pulse sensor we used. We can see the spacing between each neighboring needle is about 6 millimeters, except only 1 millimeter spacing between the left three needles. Inside each needle, there is a thermocouple to measure temperature. And in each long needle, there is a heater enabled to measure soil thermal properties. This heat pulse method is to determine determine latent heat used for soil water evaporation based on sensible heat balance. Suppose the black dashed lines are boundaries of a soil layer, the sensor can measure the sensible heat flux in at the top boundary, sensible heat flux out, H2, at the bottom. Also, the sensible heat storage change in this soil layer. Then, the difference of net sensible heat flux and heat storage change is contributed to the latent heat in this soil layer. So if the net sensible heat flux H1 minus H2 is larger than heat storage change, delta S, then we assume water evaporate and consume some heat in this soil layer. If they are equal, then we assume no water evaporation, no condensation. If the net sensible heat flux smaller than the heat storage change, then we assume water condensed and released some heat in this soil layer. Take a soil layer for example. Let's see how the sensor measures the dynamic soil water evaporation. The thermocouple in the three needles can measure the soil temperature at three needle depths, T1, T2, and T3, which enable to determine the temperature gradients at the boundaries of a soil layer. And with the temperature response at the needle 1 and the needle 2, after applying a heat pulse on the heat of needle 2, then we can determine the soil thermal conductivity lambda, heat capacity C, at the boundaries of this soil layer. Then with the measured thermal conductivity and the temperature gradients with depths, we can determine the sensible heat flux at the boundaries H1 and H2. With the measured heat capacity and the temperature gradients with time, we can determine the heat storage change in this layer. So finally, we can determine the latent heat used for evaporation in this soil layer. The evaporation in other soil layer depths also can determine in the same way. So our objectives are to measure the dynamic soil water evaporation in a cropped field use the heat pulse method, and to compare the daily soil water evaporation with heat pulse and microlysimeter measurements. In the cornfield of 2009, we installed the sensors in four locations. Bare soil, we cut the corn for a small area and keep it bare. In rows, between rows with roots and between rows without roots, we used the plastic buried at the between rows to exclude the root to this area. For each sensor, we installed vertically in soil from the surface to 5 centimeter depths. Here is the soil temperature with time and depths measured right after a rainfall. We have rainfall day of year 237 to 239. Here the measurements period start 240 to 258. The measurement were at the four locations. Bare soil, in rows, between rows with roots, and between rows, no roots. At each location, we measured the soil temperature at different depths, from surface to up to 36 millimeter. We can see the soil temperature amplitude at bare soil was larger than cropped soil locations in rows and between rows, almost 20 degrees above. Because at the bare field, no plant, no shade, and at the cropped locations, plants made the shades, made the shade. We also can see the soil temperature fluctuation or amplitudes at each location varies different. At the bare field, the temperature variation was much higher than cropped locations. Followed the calculation process, we got the soil water evaporation dynamics at the four locations, bare soil in rows, between rows with root, and between rows without root. At each location, we measure the soil water evaporation at four soil layer depths. Here is 9 to 15, 15 to 21, and 21 to 27, four soil layers. From the four graphs, we can see, firstly, the evaporation at the bare soil was higher than cropped soil locations in low and between lows. Secondly, we can see the net evaporation at the bare location and between low without root location occurred earlier than in low and between lows. We can see before the net evaporation, the evaporation at first layer increased. There's a little while that doesn't have the increase. And thirdly, we can see the evaporation, the soil just much faster at the bare soil. We can see evaporation at the first layer, the black line here increased, and then soil dry, and the evaporation at the second layer, the pink one increased and then dry, and the deep soil began to have evaporation. And at the in low, between low, and the between low without roots, only the and only the shallow depths have the big net evaporation. We can see only the black lines increased. So because the Dell soil doesn't have the pond, the sheet, and a sheet was produced in lows and between lows, so it's no surprise that get this evaporation dynamic results. From the cumulative soil water evaporation at 3 meter depths, we also can see the cumulative evaporation at the bare soil is the largest. And between lows with root and between lows without root had the similar amount cumulative evaporation during this period. In low had the smallest cumulative evaporation, maybe because the in low maybe had more shade and more roots to uptake water. We also compared the daily soil water evaporation both at bare and cornfields from heat pulse and micro lysimeter measurements. We got 0.82 I square, about one slope, and a very small intercept, which indicated that a heat pulse method can be used to measure soil water evaporation both at the bare and cornfields. So our conclusions are daily heat pulse and micro lysimeter soil water evaporation values agree well, and the heat pulse sensors can measure the dynamic subsurface soil water evaporation in wildlife management zone of cropped fields. Finally, I want to thank the financial support from National Science Foundation and the ConocoPhillips Company, and the scientific support from our group members. That's all. Thank you.
How do you deal with the solar radiation? Because the solar radiation is a source of heat. Did you consider the solar radiation as a source of heat for your heat pulse probe?
Yes, it's the source of heat, but we didn't deal with this during the measurement.
Questions at all?
So how do you interpret the negative values?
Negative values because water condensed and released the heat, so we assume, so the negative we assume as water condensed.
Do you on the surface?
Condensed in the soil surface, in the soil profile. We measure the soil water evaporation 3 millimeter and below, so it's condensed, water condensed. Condensation.
So I have a question for you. What is the mechanism by which plant water uptake, root water uptake, is influencing that evaporation measurement, the method you're employing? What's the mechanism by which the water uptake is influencing? Obviously, your results with plastic and without plastic were slightly different. So the water uptake was influencing that evaporation method measurement to some degree. And what's the mechanism for how it influenced the results?
Well, I'm not sure what the measurement
results. The mechanism. What's the mechanism for how water uptake by roots? So you're losing some water by roots, and there's no phase change there.
No.
But it's still changing the results.
Yes, still changing the results, but this method is based on sense of heat balance. You don't measure the liquid water, so I don't know the how much water that the root uptake, because there are some also some liquid water that moves from down to the surface. So we can now measure the liquid water.
Well, thank you.